Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Let's talk about this Apple product, the Vision Pro, that was launched this week. And I see that after tax, in fact, it's going to cost almost $4,000. The price is going up as we speak. It's just remarkable, and I just wonder if there is a market for it. Now, we do know that the whole idea of Apple's marketing and branding is that they don't sell a product, they sell status. So is this in line with it? Are they pushing it too far? We wanted to try and get some form of understanding about it. We are joined this morning by Dina Diamond. She's a brand expert. Dina, very good morning to you. How are you doing?
And a good morning to you. I'm doing a lot better, I think, than Lindy.
Shame. Oh, let's do the South African thing. Oh, shame. Oh, hey. But really, it really was a little bit heartbreak. And the worst part is that she's been deteriorating through the morning. The 6 o'clock news was fine. 7 o'clock was okay. By the time we got to 8, the poor woman couldn't get a word out. Anyway, we wish Lindy better.
At least it's Friday. She can have some color and relax in bed.
Exactly. All right. Let's talk about Apple. Give us your view on what happened and their announcement of this week.
So first of all, obviously they've announced these VR goggles. They have been in the pipe for a while. Meta has already got their own version of it. But true to Apple, when they release a new product and it is brand new and it's a whole new sort of category, it's unbelievable. It's sensational. I mean, I don't know if you've seen what those VR goggles can do, but it is literally, it's an augmented reality. So even whatever's in the market, it just goes one step further. And true to Apple's brand, it's highly innovative, it's first to market, it's stuff that is highly aspirational. So yes, it may cost about R1 million by the time we've done the dollar conversion, depends on the end of the day and the sequence coming. But they do have a premium price strategy. So obviously within the marketing mix, you've got what we call the 4 P's, product, price, place, and promotion. And every brand differentiates itself based on those factors, and also it sort of changes now within our social media context. But Apple's always priced themselves as a premium brand, always high in the market. I mean, in 2007, that was the release of the first iPhone, and I think that came on the market at about $499 for 4 gigs. And that, at that stage, you could probably get a BlackBerry at $200. So it always was seen to say, like, okay, but actually, we want the better product and we'll pay more for it. But it's worked for them because, I mean, the current market capitalization of Apple is over $2 trillion. $2 trillion. It makes it the most expensive, or the most valuable company in the world by market capitalization. So clearly their strategy is working for them. And then also another form, what we could call in terms of their price strategy, is what we call price skimming. So yes, it's very expensive, but people who can afford it and who are early adopters will pay for that. So what they do is they take advantage of almost that top cream of the market. It's exactly like skimming.
Skimming
the top of the market for the people who will pay for it and are prepared. And not only are prepared to pay for it, they'll put their name on a waiting list and they'll be like, knocking at their door to get that product. So it only releases in 2024. So the people who do get excited about this type of technology and this type of innovation are literally like seething, and they're literally like probably drooling for them to get this kind of technology. I mean, the VR has so you can have a mixed sort of level of augmented reality and normal. You can actually, so like the Apple Watch, it's got like a little crown on it, where you can decide how much of augmented reality you want and how much of real reality you want. So you've got these goggles on your face, and you can almost turn off and on the real world. And it's got apps that are like interactive, so they look like they're almost alive. It creates an avatar for you for Facebook, and so that you're allowed to, when you have a video conversation, it actually takes that 3D image of you and puts you into the conversation. So the capability on it is phenomenal. So it really, in terms of that premium price, people will pay that for the experience. The question is that are you going to put virtual reality goggles on you and like in normal places? Because they are quite bulky.
Yeah, I was thinking that, you know, there's a very big, it's quite an ask. You know, if you're wearing the watch or if you're holding the phone, it's one thing. But to have this on your face is quite a, it's quite a story, even to show the world that you can afford this product and you're an early adopter and you're cool and all sorts of things, it's still asking you to declare your geekiness, I think, in some ways.
So, you know, I mean, I do think about this. I think that there's two elements there. So one is definitely, like, is it comfortable enough to wear on your face for that amount of time and be in that virtual world where you can do everything? Because all the apps sort of that apply to your phone and all of that will be available on, it's going to have its own app store, and that's why they've actually released it early. So they've actually released the launch early and then only having the product available in 2024 because they want developers to start creating apps for the product. So that you'll be able to do everything. But people also, I'm in two minds about it. So in one, yes, it looks geeky and it's bulky and it's a lot, but there's also like a movement to almost like a self-isolation, that's the word.
Yes,
Where like people go into coffee shops and don't actually want to interact. They want to be in the coffee shop. They want to order coffee. They want to play with people, but they're very happy to be alone in their little world, and they work and they just carry on. So I'm wondering if people are more insular, then will that work for them? They don't have to actually speak to anyone because now they've got something over their eyes.
Yeah.
So I think there may, I mean, obviously be a market for it, and also as it gets adopted more and more, and as the price will come down, because that's what happens. So Apple also creates products at a premium price, and then they'll bring in lower specs of the product to lower the cost, and also the higher cost that they originally get will pay for a lot of the innovation, because obviously they've got to fund it. So that's sort of like little war chest that Apple has always had, always fund that, like, that mass innovation, because it costs a fortune for that innovation. So that will fund the innovation, but they will bring in lower models, more affordable models, will bring in pay structures. So, I mean, like now you can pay for your cell phone. Everyone wants an Apple iPhone, but they want to pay for it over 24 months, so it doesn't seem so bad. So those pricing strategies will come into play, undoubtedly.
And what's also interesting is, I guess, that they use this time for market research in order to know how many to manufacture, how well it's going to sell, and what to tweak.
Yeah, absolutely. But, I mean, they wouldn't bring out a product that they wouldn't think that would sell. But if you are an Apple fan, I mean, you've got your MacBook, you've got your iPhone, everything integrates. Another interesting strategy which they have is there's obviously a premium price strategy. There's a sort of called the freemium price strategy.
Right.
Because they also give you a little taste of what they want you to buy. So they'll give you 5 gigs on the iCloud for free. But you know you're going to land up using more of it. And because you become dependent on it, you land up paying for more. So it's very clever, and it's definitely at $2.8 trillion that's worked for them. So I think they're definitely on the right track. I mean, I am an Apple fan.
Right.
But once all your products are Apple, it just makes it seamless, and you want to get whatever the next
one is. Right, you want to stay within that ecosystem, and that's what they've done so absolutely brilliantly. Yeah. Dina Diamond, thank you as always. Brand expert, wishing you a great weekend, a Shabbat Shalom, and fascinating indeed.